Blog Talk Radio.
I shut every demonic door that has been opened to hinder my prayer life. I bind the cares of the world and the pride of life. Leviathan is bound from my neck, and Behemoth has no place in my loins. Pride and deception are my enemies and not my friends. I break every dark covenant that has been set against the call of God in my life and ministry. I am liberated from every unholy thing that would creep into the corridors of my spiritual life. I renounce all soul ties that would distract my mind from my prayer assignment. I bind all financial, emotional, physical, associational, and professional distraction against my private time with God and my prayer assignment on the wall. I renounce any witchcraft or forms of manipulation that would infiltrate my spiritual life. The spirit of infirmity is bound. The spirit of slumber is bound. The spirit of slothfulness is bound. The spirit of hopelessness is bound. And greed and selfishness are bound forever off me and my ministry. I am quickened by the Spirit of the Most High God to fast, watch and pray, worship, study the Word, and to do warfare in the name of Jesus Christ. The spiritual discipline of the Lord is my portion. The lines of the Spirit are falling upon me to stand in the gap. I get in my place and position myself on the wall. I curse the spirits of Sanballat and Tobiah. I say I will not come down off the wall. I am doing a great work for the Lord. Lord, show me any people, places, or things that have been strategically put in my path to blind my eyes, close my ears, and shut my mouth in the spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over my eyes, my ears, and mouth. They will be used by God in this hour. I renounce outright and subliminal idolatry that might be affecting me. I am not my own. I do not lean on my own understanding. My spiritual life is prosperous. And no good thing will be held back from me. I cast the spirit that comes against my prayer life out of my house and ministry. All heaviness and depression go from me and my family and ministry. I put on the old armor of God, and every fiery dart of the enemy is broken off my mind and cast out of my heart. My lines are girded about with truth, and every lie against my intercession or relationship with God is defeated. My feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I carry the anointing of intercession in my belly. In one hand I have the sword of the Spirit, and in the other the shield of faith. The word of God is nigh me, and I will decree and declare the oracle of God before men, and behind closed doors. The word of God will go from the Logos to the Remus as I speak it forth in prayer. The things that I speak in prayer will take feet and do what the Lord has commanded through my mouth. Lord, I thank you for helping me to pray prayers that bring results and avail much. All of creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons and the daughters of God. I will not keep creation on hold. Father, in the name of Jesus, I was created to have a personal relationship with God, to stand in the gap, to be on the wall, and to make up the edge. I realize that my prayer life can change my family and ministry, my city and my nation. I realize that souls may be lost if I am not obedient in prayer. I will not miss the call of God on my life and ministry. I repent for yielding to my flesh, to be lazy in prayer. From this moment forward, I yield and submit my prayer life to the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Israel. Elders bow in worship as the angel voice as well. Fragrant clouds of incense swirl around your throne of grace. Lord, they bow in worship at the brilliance of your face. We cry,
to the Else of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Chidonel Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. As we give honor and praise to the Lord Jesus Christ, we lift him up in songs. We pray that those songs are a blessing to you. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. invites you to join our social Christian network. Membership is free. Our social network is dedicated to the Christians throughout the world. Here you can connect with fellow Christians around the globe and witness to the non-believers. Join us in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to impact the world. Visit us at www.myhocm.ning.com. House of Christ Christian Bookstore invites you to join our membership mailing list. Please note, we will never rent, sell, or share your email address with any third party. As a registered customer, you're entitled to a number of benefits, including special pricing on the industry's absolute, best prices on your products via email. You will enjoy savings of up to 50% on brand name products from top suppliers and top manufacturers and more. Visit us at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. House of Christ Bible College. If you sense the call of God on your life, or you desire formal biblical training to equip yourself for ministry, and you're praying to find the right seminary, please include HCBC on your list. You can visit our Bible College website at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministries, Inc., at www.reverseofrevival.com. House of Christ Ministries now support food for the poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to assist their work. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code 501c3. If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida 33073. Please write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums. We are reaching thousands throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. If the Lord leads you to support this ministry by giving, it will be an investment in the future of this generation, both for this life and eternity. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request, or share a testimony, or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501c3. As we continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at His return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father had put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's book of Acts. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson in a series, Biblical Prophetic Principles, and our teachings or lesson, if you will, for tonight, will be the continuation of the operations of controlled spirits. Renounce all false motives and wrong spirits that would affect my discernment in a negative manner. I propose to pursue things that are after the spirit and renounce things that are after the flesh. I declare that the righteousness of the law will be fulfilled in me because I have renounced and do not walk in the things of the flesh. I declare, Father, in the name of Jesus, that carnality is my enemy. I am spiritually minded and renounce the debt of carnality. The carnal mind is an enemy of God and also an enemy of me. I renounce the things of the flesh which cannot please God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I am giving myself wholly to the Word of God and to the Spirit of God. I am growing daily in the things of God and will not become addicted. I strive for the maturity of God. My mental faculties are trained by practice to discriminate and distinguish between what is morally good and noble and what is evil or contrary to a divine law. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your anointing. I thank you for your blessing. And I'm striving towards being skilled and experienced in the doctrine of righteousness. Lord, I thank you and I bless you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah.
lesson for tonight, the biblical prophetic principles, and it's the continuation of the operations of controlled spirits. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, the Amplified Bible says, "For we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, but against the despotism, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in heavenly places or heavenly sphere." That's in the supernatural. And against the rulers of the world, we are speaking about the master spirits who are the rulers of the world. And we are not wrestling with flesh and blood. We are contending only with spirit, physical opponents. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, the Amplified Bible. "To keep Satan from getting the advantage over us, for we are not ignorant of his wiles and intentions." Continuing from lesson 4 and the operations of controlled spirits, it is important to know that these spirits are among the highest order of the demonic hierarchy, given in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. These governing spirits, principalities and powers, use lower level spirits to do their bidding. They will also use a pseudo prophetic voice to direct a person's life, as well as we will see in future lessons. For now, we will learn how these spirits use certain personality types as a vehicle to control the people around them. Types of controlling personalities. The martyrs. A martyr is someone who suffers torture or death for refusing to abandon their faith or principles. A martyr is also someone who, for a broader range of reasons, suffers great pain or misery for a long time. Someone with a martyr's complex feels that they are unfairly suffering on behalf of others who, in fact, are benefiting and enjoying their own lives at the expense of the martyr's sacrifice. Then there is the person who plays the martyr. They assume a self-sacrificing air to foster guilt in a person, obligating them to perform a task or service for them. For example, an elderly relative or one's aging mother or father is lonely and or need help. Rather than asking in a straightforward manner for companionship or help, they may bring up a number of incidents where they helped out the other person at great time and expense to themselves. This implies to the other individual that not offering help or companionship would be ungrateful to their part. So, feeling guilty, they try to absorb this new responsibility in their already overwhelming schedule. We should help those in need, and we should not abandon our needy or elderly to fend for themselves. But it is best to ask an honest request and to receive help that's from the heart and not grudgingly given. It will just cause a person to feel trapped and look to avoid us. Next, there is the pseudo-martyr. Perhaps a man or woman, claiming salvation or not, who uses their troubled lives to get sympathy and compassion from the opposite sex. This ploy gains their affection and help but trap them in a codependent relationship. This pseudo-martyr may even claim they are misunderstood and just need and appreciate a kind ear to hear them out. This usually works with the lonely, the person who has a tender and compassionate heart, or perhaps as a ministry of service and health. Even an unsuspecting husband or wife who feel that it is a Christian's obligation to help one's spiritual brother and sisters and non-Christians. The victim. The martyr is cousin to the victim. The victim uses their helplessness, weakness, lack, etc. to control. There are victims, the truly helpless, the orphan, the widow. We are to help as God allows us to. But there are those who are victims of their own poor and disobedient choices. These are headstrong and seemingly find calamity and despair around each corner. These blame others of their taking advantage of them, lying to them, and using them. At first, one may give their help or feel sympathy, feeling that perhaps such people only need a chance to get on their feet. But then we begin to see a pattern of behavior that we realize is the cause behind the person's broken life. A pattern of hard-headedness, stubborn pride, and obstinance. For people who are not willing to obey and be responsible to godly advice, and who just want to vent their issue and get relief by having you or I carry their burden. You know you've got a victim when you are constantly having to rescue them from some self-created problems. And after all you've done, you see no consistent change in them. You even find your own life spiraling out of control, or you find yourself under heavy oppression. The aggressor and intimidator. These two are also cousins in similarity. The aggressor controls by expressing a combative, hostile, and contentious nature. The intimidator uses their strength, size, anger, and threat to inspire fear in and dominance over others who appear weaker or vulnerable than the intimidator. Aggression and intimidation are what bullies and perpetrators use to victimize and overpower others. The boss. The bossy person is opinionated, aggressive, and outspoken. And if they are in a leadership position, they may use their words to berate, belittle, and embarrass those underneath them, causing a collapse of the individual's self-confidence and morale. The perfectionist. The perfectionist uses their standard to control others, by making it the measuring stick others should use or strive to attain. Their standard is the right level, while anything else is below or beneath them. Vanity, pride, and self-righteousness are often fellow characteristics of this person. We can see this type of affectation with those who have an elitist mentality. The perfectionist can also be a Christian who has a religious or legalistic spirit, who lives by a self-imposed law and makes them feel they have attained a certain level of righteousness. They are mistakenly searching for self-perfection in this life, and it is causing them to be plagued with self-condemnation. This person is experiencing a fear of being rejected by God, feeling that no matter how hard they try, God will always find something with which to judge them. The indispensable helper. The indispensable helper is someone who the enemy uses to control the leader by the help and support they give to them. When the leader begins to depend on them, this person uses their help, support to bargain or barter for the goals they personally want to see accomplished in the work, ministry, or church. People who are helpers to leaders are extremely valuable to the leader and to control spirits, and are usually targeted for use by them. If helpers yield to the influence of a controlled spirit, they are then used to gain access to the leader so they can influence them by using their closeness to act as counsel to them. The leader who hears through them is allowing his or her helpers to become his or her eyes and ears in the ministry, framing their vision. The helper may gauge the spiritual temperature of the church by flattering the ego of the leader, then, having scored a point, begins to manipulate and exploit their weakness. This only increases the leader's insecurity. These helpers will even begin suggesting who is anointed, who should be in ministry, and even strategies the pastor should use to keep his or her members or grow the church. The types of people that control spirits love. The ambitious. These individuals will do anything, including using unrighteous methods to get ahead. The needy heart need people to affirm them and make them feel complete, and controlled spirits will use personal relationship to trap them. The carnal, the activity of the works of the flesh in this individual's life affect their breastplate of righteousness, shutting them down and making them a liability to the kingdom of heaven. The ignorant, lack of knowledge or teaching makes this person ineffective. They are not equipped, nor do they know the enemy's devices. Being well balanced. Suspicion, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, Amplified Bible says, be well balanced, be vigilant, and cautious at all times. For that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion roaring, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. Beloved, suspicion is not discernment. Suspicion is brother to accusation. Suspicion makes an individual a suspect, guilty of something, though there is as yet no positive proof of their guilt. Granted, the behavior of some does make them stand out as having questionable motives, but suspicion says they are already guilty. It's just a matter of time until we find the proof. Suspicion is a work of the flesh and can be caused by an accusatory or fault-finding spirit. Sometimes the enemy can make us feel bitterness or disappointment with someone who we feel is going to let us down. Expecting to be let down, we watch them, waiting for them to make a mistake, so that when they do, it will just prove that we suspected of them, that they had hidden motives, that just took the right time and opportunities to be exposed. It is very hard to see someone objectively once you've begun to be suspicious of them. Also, it is nearly impossible for a person to act naturally around us once they are under suspicion, because everything they do is weighed against our negative opinion of them. If we believe that the Lord has shown us something regarding an individual, we must demonstrate the proper heart toward them, lest we develop an unrighteous judgmental attitude. Superstition. Superstitions are beliefs that result from ignorance, fear of the unknown, or inherited beliefs in magic or chance. Cultural wisdom would fall into this category. Many ethnic societies, such as African Americans, Caribbean people, American Indians, among others, have many cultural practices that they still adhere to, even though they are now Christians. In an effort to remain true to their roots, some of them of certain pagan, demonic, and spiritualistic rituals and beliefs are engaged in at special occasions, including weddings, births, and funerals. Many natural cultures believe in animism and the spirituality of nature. These have no place in the life of Christians, for these beliefs will surely compete with one's faith in God. It is one thing to use an herb for its natural God-given medicinal benefit, but it is quite another thing to use the ritualistic beliefs of indigenous people as a guiding principle in one's life. Controlled spirits use these cultural strains of beliefs to supplant the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives, instead using the familiar spirits that are associated with these practices. It is the nature of the flesh to be suspicious and superstitious. But the nature of the Spirit of God is to be sober-minded, well-balanced, and faith-filled. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 says, but refuse and avoid irreverent legends, profane and impure and godless fictions, mere grandfathers or grandmothers' tales, and silly myths, and express your disapproval of them. Train yourself toward godliness, keeping yourself spiritually fit. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 to 5a clause. Beloved, I pray that that teaching was a blessing to you, and you will stay in prayer and continue to ask the Lord to guide you in the direction so that you can identify these control spirits.
Remember me, do Lord, remember me.
As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight was the continuation of Operations of Controlled Spirit. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson or would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. The Word of God is mighty and powerful and is well able to profoundly influence your lives. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At that time, all of His promises are available to you if you receive them. If you receive them by faith.
To you, Jesus. I surrender my earthly possession, my heart, my soul, to you, Heavenly Father. All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely.
His name. I surrender.
I encourage you to turn away from the sins of the world and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from him, tonight I am appealing to you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. Will you receive Jesus Christ right now? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, O Lord. Jesus Christ said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me." I encourage you to receive Jesus Christ in your lives right now. And I'm inviting you to join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin, and I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sin. I also believe that he rose again from the dead so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved in Jesus' name. Amen. As received him. To them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Beloved, we are children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you have just accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you need to learn more about Jesus Christ, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. We will be very happy and blessed to assist you in your spiritual journey. Thank you for tuning in and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and be blessed by the Word of God. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey, and good night.